Hello, greetings. My name is Darcelle Turner, and my podcast is titled Light Darcelle. Today marks my first day of many more, of thousands of more podcasts. I would like to talk about love. Love, to me, is my foundation. Love is my root. Love is what keeps me alive, is what keeps all of us alive. You know, I like to date back to when I was in my mother's womb and she was undecided whether she should keep me or not. And it was my grandmother's love that brought me here. My grandmother pleaded with my mother to keep me. Because at the time, she only had 4 grandsons. And she said, you know, baby, it might be a girl. It might be a beautiful girl. And somehow, you know, I came through. And I'm so grateful for all the love that surrounds me, you know. My mother, she gave birth to me at the age of 18. And she left me physically when I was 18. My grandmother, my sweet grandmother, Norni, she's no longer here with us physically, but I definitely know they are here with me in the spiritual realm, and that is what keeps me going. You know, people look at me like, why are you so happy, why are you so joyful? And she's always smiling, so, you know, jovial, you know. And I've been down when I was much younger, when I couldn't understand that there was another level to this, you know. When I was down, I was attached to the physical things, material things I was attached to. I didn't know at the time. I did, but I wasn't there. I didn't evolve to knowing that there are many different levels to love, you know. When my mother passed away, I missed her hugs. I missed her laugh. I missed her kisses. I missed her scent. I missed her. I missed everything, her whole physical. I missed her. I still do. But her spirit, her blood, her DNA, everything is inside of me. You know, and her spirit surrounds me. And the memories, I have memories, and that's a beautiful thing. I think that's a blessing to have memories. And I pick and choose the memories I want that keeps me lifted, you know. So, although I miss her hugs, I miss her voice. Those are the physical things. But the spiritual things is her love. And her love is so powerful that I can feel it. That is what keeps me going. Same thing with my grandmother. Her love, oh my gosh. She filled my cup up. I have so much love. The love that my grandmother instilled in me, it will last me for many lifetimes. Yes, many lifetimes. Because, you know, I never die. We never die. We keep growing. We go, we go, we go, we go. We come here to this planet. We evolve and we pass on physically, but our soul, it keeps going. It keeps going. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm honored to be on this planet, this earth, to grow, to evolve, to learn. I'm constantly learning, and I'm not perfect. None of us is perfect. That's why we're all here, breathing, learning, evolving, growing. Some choose not to grow, and it's okay with me with that. I mean, it's fine. But sometimes when you don't grow, you can hurt. You can hurt yourself. You can hurt others because of the resistance, you know. So, I just wanted to start off my first podcast with love. So you know, when I was a teenager and I was growing up and I was around a lot of my peers, and they were like, yeah, I want to be a lawyer. You know, I want to be an electrician. I want to be a singer. I want to be this. I want to be that. And, you know, I didn't know at the time what I wanted to be. Of course, I wanted to be myself. I wanted to be happy, but I didn't know, like, what profession, you know, what would be my occupation. I was clueless. When I went to college, I didn't know what I wanted to major in, so I just chose liberal arts. But here's the thing, though. You know, like I said earlier, I received a lot of love from my family, from my grandmother, my mother, you know, my dad. You know, he loved me, but it was from a distance because we didn't live together. But I know he loved me. I know that. So receiving all this love from others, you know, people in some circles, they would look at me and say, well, okay, she got love, but how's she going to pay her own bills? And her family is not loving her up enough to give her the tools that she needs to make it in this world, to succeed, to be able to secure her future so she can have stability in her life. You know what I mean? So I was around other people who had professional jobs, and they were looking at my family like, okay, well, you know, what else can you offer this young lady, you know, who needs support in that area? My family, my grandmother, she didn't finish junior high school, but I don't know how she was able to hold down the whole family. My grandmother was a widow. She has 7 children, and she held down the whole family with a junior high school education, you know. So, but it was love. I think love teaches us in different ways, you know, love. When you have that, you can go far in life. Being humble, you can go far in life, you know. So, some of those friends that I had who was raised to go to, like, the best schools, have the best education, they were very well-spoken. They had, you know, money. Their family had money, had homes, and just, you know, good living, good lifestyle, you know. But the thing that I noticed with them is that they had issues, emotional issues. They didn't have the love that I had. They had the education. They had the degrees. They had money. All of those things, but they just did not know about love. And that's where I came into their lives, and that's where they needed me. Love. So love is universal, and love is so priority. But people, when I was growing up, they didn't find love as a priority. It's like, okay, yeah, thank you, I love you, whatever, whatever. But they just continued to go to school, get their jobs, get their master's degree, their PhDs. They got their money, they're traveling, they're doing them, they're looking good. But something else, was missing in their heart, you know? And that is love. Love is everything, you know? I'm not negating that having a good education and you know, making a lot of money. I'm not negating that. I'm not saying that that's not important. It is. But I feel that the most important thing, your foundation, the root, should be love. And if you didn't receive love, you know, or that capacity of love that I received, or, and it's okay, because you can love yourself. You can learn to love yourself right now. So if you didn't get any love from your parents, from your siblings, and there was no love there, it's okay, because now you can give that to yourself. If you wasn't taught that, you didn't get the blueprint, it's okay. You can start now with loving yourself and telling yourself, hey, I'm beautiful. Look in the mirror every morning and say, I love you. You're beautiful. Hug yourself. You know, acts of love, like taking a bath, you know, massaging your feet, cooking for yourself, fasting, exercising, journaling, praying, meditating. All these things connect to love. You know, monitoring your thoughts, thinking good thoughts, those things lead to love. Love is in your heart. Place your hand on top of your heart. Feel the beat. Feel the pulse. Feel it. Breathe. Take in your deep breaths. Feel your heart. Your heart is love. When you practice that every day, you grow. You feel a bit lighter. You know, being humble, being in touch and in tune with yourself, that's love. The way you treat yourself, it will show how you treat others. Love. Okay, that's all I have to say for now. So there'll be more podcasts in the future. I'll try to do some more this week. And I thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk soon. Again, this was Light Darcell. And I want you to have a wonderful, awesome, uncommon day. And stay loving yourself and loving others. It's so needed. Peace and love. Greetings. You are listening to your host, Light Darcell Turner. I would like to first say thank you so much for hearing me, listening to what I have to say, what I'm expressing to you all, and taking out time of your valuable day to listen. So, I'm driving from upstate where I live now to Brooklyn to see my family, which is my children. I do this quite often. And every time I drive, you know, I put out into the universe, okay, universe, it's time for a new vehicle. But at the same time, I'm also grateful. I'm so grateful to have a vehicle to travel and to do what I need to do. So where I live, we don't have the transit system, mass transit, like in the city, in Brooklyn, Queens, you know, the tri-state area. We don't have that up there where you can just jump on the bus every 5-10 minutes or jump on the train, hop on the train. No. Up here, you need a vehicle to get around, or you can use an Uber, but that's costly. So pardon the sound of my car. But then again, you know, I'm grateful. Like I said before, I'm grateful to have a car. I'm grateful for a lot of things. And sometimes we get caught up into what's going on out there in the world, and we forget about the blessings that we do actually have. You know what I'm saying? So just wanted to share that with you all about gratitude, having gratitude. So important. You know, there was a time when I didn't have a car, but you know what? I was grateful to have a job and pocket and money in my pocket so that I can pay for a cab, you know? Or I was, you know, there's so many things to be grateful. If you don't have a car, if you don't have a job, what do you have? You have your health. And if you don't have your health, what do you have? You have your mind, you know? It's so important to have mental health so that you can get back on your feet and get the things that you want to get, or the things you need to do or take care of, or the things you need to have to sustain yourself. I think the most important thing amongst everything is to stay positive, to think positive, because positivity will get you out of whatever you have gotten yourself into. You know, it's important to recognize that, you know, the situations that we are in, it is because we have gotten ourselves into that, is the choices we made. And, you know, we can't always blame people. I think it's important to also, like, just take responsibility and know that, okay, I put myself in this situation, but you know what? I can get myself out, you know? Thinking positive and knowing that you're not alone. Know that you get assistance. You have your angels, you have your spirits, you have your ancestors, you know, you have the creator, all those things, you know, you're not by yourself. You know what I mean? And some people don't believe that. They feel like, you know, I don't believe in that. You know, it's like, it's important to believe in that, because just because you can't see it, trust me, it's there. Just like the air we breathe, it's there. You don't see it, but it's there. You're breathing, right? So that's proof enough. So yeah, I wanted to share that with you. And also, it's important to love yourself. Always love yourself. You know, loving yourself is the ultimate, the most essential thing you can do. You know, taking yourself out to the movies, taking yourself out to dinner, buying yourself flowers, adorning yourself, letting yourself know that you value you, letting yourself know that you love you, that you are beautiful, things like that. That's so important. How you doing?
All right.
Good, thank you. Treating yourself with care. Stop being so hard on yourself, you know what I mean? Sometimes we tend to be so hard on ourselves because we've adopted our parents.
1860.
Thank you. Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye. We have adopted the things that were drilled into us when we were younger. You know, people being so hard on us and our education on things that, you know, that deserve love. So be gentle with yourself, you know. If you're trying to lose the weight, or you're trying to learn the skill, you know, you're trying to be a better person, you know what? Take a break and just take a look back and say, you know what? I came this far. You know what? Let me be gentle with myself. Of course you want to go hard. I get that. But be gentle with yourself and your self-esteem and how much you love yourself, because you wouldn't treat someone who you adore like that. So don't do that to you. Love you. You know what I'm saying? You know, take care of your heart. Listen to your heart. Your heart is your guide. You know, it's like holding a newborn baby. You're not going to be rough with the newborn baby, right? You're going to hold the newborn baby with care and with love, and speak gently to the newborn baby and smile. And that's how you want to be with yourself when it comes to your evolution and your development. You want to be gentle. You want to be kind to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And you want to push yourself too, but push yourself in a good way, in a positive way, not in a negative way, like, oh, I'm so fat. Oh, I hate this about my body. Oh, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? Oh, talking like that to yourself, it's just not nice. Because you wouldn't do that to somebody who you truly love, would you? Who you truly adore, would you? So be patient and loving with yourself, and be kind. And then when you do that, it'll trickle over to others and how you treat other people. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got some people out there who are real a-holes and they're the worst. But you know, when you're constantly doing the work on yourself, those people, they will either run away from you, or they will either, they may challenge you, but it depends on how you handle yourself. If you are disciplined and you handle yourself a certain way, you know, and you got to do the work, you know, you protect yourself in terms of prayer. You know, you got to stay prayed up. When you're prayed up, ain't nobody going to really mess with you like that, because they're going to be scared of the light. You see what I'm saying? They're going to be scared of that light. That light, oh man. When you prayed up, you're meditating, you're doing your work, and you're staying positive. Like, what could they possibly do? Their source is from the lower. That energy source is not that strong. It's not stronger than the light. I'm telling you. Those forces, whether they're in humans or whatever, they're like roaches. You know when you turn the light on? Them roaches, they be running. They scared of the light. They scared for their life. So I'm just saying, stay positive. Be kind to yourself. Be loving to yourself. Because you deserve it. Remember, we're only here for a moment. We're renting space on this planet. We're not here forever. We're only here for a moment. So while you're here, make the best of your stay. I'm going to say that again. We're only renting space on this planet. We're not here forever. Please let that sink in. So while you're here, make the best of your stay. Enjoy your time here. Treat others with love. Give them love, even if they hurt you. You just continue to love. Listen to your heart. Your heart never leads you wrong. You may do something and it comes from your heart and you're like, oh my gosh, why did I do that? I feel like a fool. This person just played me. But honey, trust me. Trust what I say. It may not be the next day. It may be the next month, next year, next few years. But some way or another, that person who you gave from your heart, they'll never forget that. They may not appreciate it now, but they will never forget who you are because you listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Your heart will never guide you, never mislead you. It will guide you, but it will never mislead you. And nowadays, people are afraid to follow their hearts. They're so scared to listen to their heart. They just listen to their minds. But guess what? The more you listen to your mind, the more your heart suffers. And what happens when your heart suffers? Your mental, that's where people go wrong, because they start to get sick mentally because they're not listening to their heart. They're going against their heart. Can't do that. Listen to your heart. It will not lead you wrong. Trust what I say. If you are opposed to what I have to say about this, please, I challenge you. Reach out to me, okay? But I feel like listening to the heart, to my heart, maybe it might have made me look like a fool, but years later, it looked like the one who did not listen to their heart, they're looking like the fool. And guess what? They come back. And when they come back, I'm there with open arms, because forgiveness is another form of love. Because you want people to evolve. You want them to grow. You know what I'm saying? It's not about revenge. It's about love. So, how do I title this segment? I'll title it Love 3. Love Part 3, okay? Because it seemed like everything that I started off somewhere, and then now here I am discussing love. I think that's going to be my theme in this podcast. Love. Because we all need it. It's so needed. Love. We all live for it. Tell you, there was a study on babies, and there were a study of babies who they had like five little infants. One was receiving hugs and kisses and love, and then the other ones did not. The other five did not get the love, and they were terribly sick, and some of them died. Yeah. So when you don't give someone love, they die. Their spirit dies. So you can imagine an infant, they need that. That's their food, aside from real food, you know, but that's their food, and that is love. So let me keep my mind on the road and multitasking here. So I want to say thank you so much for taking your valuable time out to listen to my podcast. Again, please excuse the sound of my little car, but eventually in the future, I'm going to have me a nice quiet car so that I can do my podcast and talk at the same time. But in the meantime, right now in this present moment, this is where we are. And I'm grateful again, gratitude. And I wish you all love, prosperity, good health, recovery, insight, answers to all the questions you've had, you've been looking for. I want you to excel in your life, in your evolution, to stay strong. Stay strong. Remember, whatever you're going through, it's only temporary, okay? Remember, it's only temporary. Everything here is temporary. Our lives are temporary. We're not going to be here on this planet forever, okay? So stay beautiful. Stay loving on yourself. And let that trickle into others. I love me. Say it. I love me. I love me. And I love you. Peace, y'all. I'm your host. Again, I'm your host, Light Darcell Turner. Be blessed. Peace. Good day. You are listening to your host, Light Darcell. I have some random thoughts I'd like to share with you all. So, here goes. Everyone says be compassionate. And some don't know where to begin or where to start. So I think it's best to start with yourself and the conversations you have with yourself. You know, when you first wake up in the morning or when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, are you listening to the conversations that you're having with yourself? Are you directing, are you being aware of those conversations you're having with yourself, and are they positive or are they negative? When was the last time you paid yourself attention outside of the mirror? Monitoring yourself is like babysitting your lower self. That is a form of discipline and self-awareness and self-love. I think that leads to many levels and many doorways. To yourself, your galaxy, we're each other, as we're all one universe. I like that old saying, no one cares about how much you know until they know how much you care. I love that. I love it. And that's when I first heard that saying, that really made me feel like, you know what? Have to know everything, you know, as long as I care, which is very easy for me to do. As long as I care, that's what matters. I keeps my home clean, because I want God to stay. Gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for my breath. Thank you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Money doesn't make me feel empowered. Nature does. I don't like being a chaser of men and money. It makes me feel like I'm distancing myself, you know, like I'm moving far away from myself, from who I am. And I love who I am, you know, but it feels like that. The more money I make, the more I feel like I will lose myself. So what I do is I like to give my money to positive, you know, I like to give it, put my money into good things, into good things. I just wish we didn't give money all of our power. It's not even worth it because it doesn't stay with us forever, and it doesn't go with us to the afterlife. What stays with us forever is ourselves, our soul, our spirit. Those are the things that stays with us forever. Is such a beautiful, how do I feel about myself? I love me very much. I'm growing deeper in love with myself every day. It's like I feel like a newborn, you know, like when you have a newborn, you know, you're doing your utmost best to make sure that baby is protected and nurtured and loved. That's how I am with my heart. That's how I'm handling my heart. I'm protecting it. I'm spreading love, but I'm also protecting it so that no one breaks it. So, ask yourself that question. When was the last time you paid yourself attention outside the mirror? Peace and love.